John 5. After these things was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a multitude of sick, blind, lame, withered, awaiting the moving of the water. For an angel descended at a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whoever therefore first went in after the troubling of the water became well, whatever disease he labored under. But there was a certain man there who had been suffering under his infirmity 38 years. Jesus, seeing this man lying there, and knowing that he was in that state now a great length of time, says to him, "Wouldest thou become well?" The infirm man answered him, "Sir, I have not a man in order, when the water has been troubled, to cast me into the pool, but while I am coming, another descends before me." Jesus says to him, "Arise, take up thy couch, and walk." And immediately the man became well, and took up his couch, and walked. And on that day was Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to the healed man, "It is Sabbath, it is not permitted to thee to take up thy couch." He answered them, "He that made me well, he said to me, 'Take up thy couch and walk.'" They asked him therefore, "Who is the man who said to thee, 'Take up thy couch and walk'?" But he that had been healed knew not who it was, for Jesus had slidden away, there being a crowd in the place. After these things, Jesus finds him in the temple, and said to him, "Behold, thou art become well. Sin no more, that something worse do not happen to thee." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. And for this the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." For this, therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only violated the Sabbath, but also said that God was his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus, therefore, answered and said to them, "Verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, save whatever he sees the Father doing. For whatever things he does, these things also the Son does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things which he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may wonder. For even as the Father raises the dead and quickens them, thus the Son also quickens whom he will. For neither does the Father judge anyone, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who honors not the Son honors not the Father who has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that hears my word, and believes him that has sent me, has life eternal, and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that have heard shall live. For even as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son also to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is Son of Man. Wonder not at this. For an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice, and shall go forth, those that have practiced good to resurrection of life, and those that have done evil to resurrection of judgment. I cannot do anything of myself. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my will, but the will of him that has sent me. If I bear witness concerning myself, my witness is not true. It is another who bears witness concerning me, and I know that the witness which he bears concerning me is true. Ye have sent unto John, and he has borne witness to the truth. But I do not receive witness from man, but I say this that ye might be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have the witness that is greater than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me that I should complete them, the works themselves which I do bear witness concerning me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who has sent me himself has borne witness concerning me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor have seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye do not believe. Ye search the Scriptures, for ye think that in them ye have life eternal, and they it is which bear witness concerning me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I do not receive glory from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, who receive glory of one another, and seek not the glory which comes from God alone? Think not that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom ye trust. For if ye had believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye do not believe his writings, how shall ye believe my words?